Hello, my friends. This is another preview to a bonus episode that we do over on the Patreon feed. And so with these bonus episodes, I like to go back to former guests and just catch up with them based on what we talked about on their show and see if things have changed a little bit, or maybe they had some feedback from people that they didn't expect, or maybe they just learned something new about themselves by sharing the story. And so in this clip, I wanted to share just a little piece of the latest conversation that I had. If you're interested in checking out the full bonus episodes, you can head over to the Patreon page, which is www.thelifeshiftpodcast.com/join. And there is a special tier that gets you ad-free episodes, early release episodes, and the bonus episodes. And so come on over, check out the Patreon community, and see how you can support the show if you're interested. But without further ado, here's a preview of the latest bonus episode. And in fact, I had someone, I think it was yesterday, on Twitter, and she checked out the podcast for the first time, and your episode is the one she chose, because she had gone through something similar when she was a child, and she wanted to connect. She wanted to feel that she wasn't alone, which, you know, we know this, right? We know logically, I think we know that we're not the only ones that go through this, but when we're in those moments, we feel like we're the only people that will ever experience that particular thing. And so I told her that I would let you know, because I knew we were recording today, but that was the first episode out of 30, 40 episodes she could choose. She chose the one that resonated with her the most, and she listened to that. So,
you know what's so powerful about that? Before I got baptized, I had been going to my church for about a year and a half. And they did a lot of public baptisms. They did private ones too, but they did a lot of public ones where people would share their testimony, and they were all pretty similar. There was very rarely ones that those individuals had come from really hard past, right? Whether it was with addiction or abuse or whatever it may be. I remember on a Thursday, it was, I think in like August or September, on a Thursday, I got on my computer and I'm talking to God, and I'd been going to church, you know, for a while at that point. I'm talking to God and I was like, God, show me a testimony of someone with my story. And I went and I looked for testimonies on the church website because they posted the videos. They had hundreds of testimonies. I scrolled through, I clicked, I listened. They're all the same, all the same, all the same. None of them had my story. I did the same thing that this person reached out to you. Like, just show me my story. Didn't find my story that day. 4 days later, I go to church, and there was two baptisms that day. Both baptisms were women with my story. Two. And the same day, never been done before. I'm begging, I'm pleading, I'm searching. And both of these women legitimately told my story. I grew up, child sexual abuse in my family. These are the things that I went through. I had PTSD. I've had suicide attempts. Legitimately everything. Almost as severe, like to the day, everything. And so you making that statement, that resonates with me, because I did that. And the reason why I tell my story is so that when someone else goes to say, God, show me, help me, or universe, like, please just let me know it's not me. That's what I want to do. I want my story to be out there so that they don't have to feel like I did.